Hello, sir. Appears we have a mild inconvenience, if you will. You see, the other hosts, if you will, want to make you the new host. However, I think I should be the host, not you. You. The guy thing. You stay back over there. Don't make me. What are you doing?
From Vanadia.
Limit Break Radio.
With your hosts, Ann Nero, Kahlo, Sail, and Gamer. Welcome to the next level. LimitBreakRadio.com.
Welcome to Limit Break Radio. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Aniro, and I have been leveling a new job.
And I'm Kahlo, kicking it from the back.
I'm Sail, and I'm kind of wondering who did the decorating this time.
And I'm Juxta.
Whoa!
No!
Hey!
What's up?
The hell was that?
That's my intro!
Yeah, It sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell?
Juxta?
Exactly. What the hell? We would like to present, of course, our new fourth host, Gamer. Gamer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am the one, the only, the Gamer.
Except not so much anymore.
He's the Gamer. Yeah, that is true. For you guys who don't know, I moved to Odin. But Gamer, the name was taken. Oh. So don't send any tells to Gamer about the show. Because I'll probably get pissed off at you and blacklist you.
Because that's not you.
No, it is not me. My name now is Gamer Man.
But we're going to be referring to you as Gamer. That's how we're going to be referring to you.
Yeah, like, people will refer to me as Gamer, and I'll still, you know, respond and all. Because if someone says Gamer Man to me, I probably won't recognize it anyway.
So, a good way to get around that is the way that I do it. Gamer, comma, man.
Not quite.
What? You didn't notice that? Whenever I talk to you in game, that's what I did. Gamer, comma, man.
Kahlo,
no.
No.
Your material just gets more and more shallow every time.
Who's writing? Who's writing your bits?
It wasn't material. That's what happened.
You need to fire your writers.
Okay. Gotta find some people to fire now.
Of course.
Well,
okay.
There's one.
I guess that's what I get for having Silite write my jokes.
She is gonna kill you.
I was a little late on that one.
Editing magic, man.
She is gonna kill you. I'm gonna watch. Give me popcorn.
Aniro's editing magic goes up 0.1 points.
0.1? That's like a 0.5.
Yeah. Well, it's salvaging some of your sentences.
Lols.
We do have one more staff announcement. Real quick, before we get into it here, we've got a second intern again.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. He hasn't started yet. He hasn't started here yet. He's going to be working upstairs. He's going to be taking over Wally's position, which was your position, Juxta.
But I was just too good for it, so I'm down here now.
Yeah.
But I get a friend, right?
No.
He's my friend?
Real? I don't know. Is he your friend? I think you have to meet him and talk to him. And
I think he's my friend. Like you.
Well, that's
Scammer.
That's
not
some
a host yet.
Don't hate the player.
That's some interesting optimism on your part there.
Well,
I have lots of friends.
I did look over some of the paperwork, and I have to say he does look pretty promising.
Yes, he does. And you know, he just has to break Juxta's record, you know.
That's not impossible.
That shouldn't be too hard.
That's not a very high bar right there.
What's the record?
That's because I'm my
Negative three.
No. Yeah, no, yeah, he destroys paperwork.
Joining us this week as our guest is the lovely Nelia from the Diabolos and the Odin server. Nelia,
welcome. Hi, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Nelia.
Hello, guys.
better known as the bird lady around the forums.
Yes, Choco Lady. The Choco Lady.
That would be me.
So, just out of curiosity, how many birds do you have going, like at Chocobo Stables right now?
I only have one currently, but I am on my 12th bird.
Wow.
Ooh. Whoa.
That's
wow.
A baker's dozen.
Juxta, shut up.
Thank you.
I don't think you're quite using it in the right context there, Juxta.
I eat Chocobos.
You mean they eat you?
Okay. All right. Enough. You know, Nelia is gonna jump through the lines here, and I'm sure that you're a big. I don't know if there was chocobo activism, would you be involved?
Absolutely.
Let's start chocobo activism, for crying out loud.
Yeah, because don't you're the guy to chocobos. Do it.
Poor Dunkel.
Poor Dunkel.
Okay, so
you're such a bad parent.
Obviously, Nelia, the reason that we're having you on is to talk Chocobo, and if there is anyone out there who could use a few tips on how to raise Chocobos and how to raise them successfully and correctly, it would be me.
Yes, it would be you. Well, your reputation precedes you.
Good. I don't know. Is that a good thing?
Just smile and nod.
But before we get into to talking chocobos, let's go through personal updates. Now, I know it's been a while since we had our last episode, our anniversary episode.
Part two.
And since that time, one of our projects has been released, Limit Break Theater. We are trying to make those on a semi-regular basis when we can. Although, I have to say, part of the reason that we haven't had any new material is that we have been working so hard on this project. And the thing that I really didn't account for is how just time-consuming it is. Mm-hmm. It is a very, very time-consuming process and project. And I know, you know, some people were like, oh, it's really short. We would have liked to hear more. The way I see it, it's about the length of a cartoon episode. Which, I mean, these are not going to be big, overblown, dramatic narratives. Sorry, people who really wanted that. That's not what we're... No, they're just supposed to be lighthearted and fun. And
lack of talent.
Yeah, that's...
we're lack kinda, of writing.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, let's see your next script here, buddy. But anyway, no, it's not going to be a big, dramatic, like, serious thing, and don't expect it too often, but it'll be fun to produce those every once in a while.
Basically, the reason the idea first came about was, you know, to break out of our normal little mold when we, you know, doing our normal shows and that starts to get a little redundant to us. We just, you know, do something fun to keep us entertained a little bit.
Yeah, and again, what we didn't account for is how time-consuming it actually is to do that. So we really hope that everyone liked it. I know we had a lot of fun putting it together. Just wait until you hear some of the recording session outtakes that are in there, because they're just hysterical. In fact, I think that we could put the entire episode together with secondary takes and have it be even more ridiculous, because there are some interesting takes there. Yeah, you sure are. Anyway,
poor memory.
Also, the second thing is that we've also seen the appearance of your segment, Juxta segment, Juxta segment. Now I'm going to actually give you a microphone for this, so you can talk to us about this. So you're doing Simply Juxta. Now explain, what is Simply Juxta?
Well, Simply Juxta is really a segment for me, by me, and some of my fans as well. But pretty much, it's just for a way for me to like express myself in ways that I can't do it on the show.
That's not what I asked you to do.
Don't you look at may me for have help. You may have, but Yeah, it's, well, you
whether
know.
He wants to or not, Juxta is going to be covering the holiday events on yeah. Simply Juxta. That is the goal. Whatever else is in there is up to you, but that is at least the goal. So,
yeah.
You know what? You guys wanted it, and you asked for it, and now you got it. So, I guess now you have to listen to it, too.
Smaller events that can't really take up an entire show, you know, are basically what Juxta gets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get the table scraps, basically.
That's fine. Now I have a real show that I can talk on stuff with, and I can like mute Kahlo and play with the big boardy thingies with the knobs and have funny effects. And,
we're fireproofing this building.
Oh man! So that's why my microphone sounds like shit today. Thanks a lot.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, sure you did.
I like you.
What is the smell on it too? What did you do? I'm you know what? Don't even answer. I don't think I even want to.
I like ginger cookies.
You know what? You're
no, my mic.
No, your mic is gone.
Oh, come on.
No, enough of this.
At least I have an update.
No.
It was really big. I've been working my tower butt off.
Ghost no. in the corner.
Yeah. Box.
You know, I'll vouch a little bit for him. The past couple nights, he actually.
You know what? No, I'm done with you. You're vouching. Your word means nothing. Your word means absolutely nothing.
Good, we're gonna sidekick.
Yeah, you know what? Screw it. No mic for you.
You know what?
Juxta man foiled again.
But we were a team. One and the same.
Where's the duct tape?
Yeah. Oh, I like this guy.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so before we move on here, we do have some personal updates. It's been a little bit. And Gamer, since this is your very first episode as a host, why don't you go first?
All right, well, since I've been on the show, or since the last time I played, you know, I've taken breaks here and there, but I finally hit 75 as my Black Mage.
Congratulations.
Congrats. Thanks. That was... I pushed between 68 to 75 all within 2 weeks, nonstop mana burning. Took a lot of time and energy. And then I leveled Beastmaster from 50 to 62, and that's where I sit now.
Great. How's your Paladin doing?
My Paladin got to 73, where he's sitting there waiting for his ninja sub job because no one wants a Paladin / Warrior anymore.
Yeah, it seems to be some sort of trend out there. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Yeah.
So, I really like Paladin Warriors in my parties. And you know,
this is my update, not yours.
But Paladins are shiny. I don't know
also,
why people don't like them.
I've raised Bonecraft from 0 to 80.
Oh, wow.
Within the past month or two. Okay,
so what level Bonecrafting are my -1 cursed pieces, by the way?
Depends what you want.
I need feet right now.
Probably when I get to 100 plus 3 or 4.
Well, you better get to Kraken then. Those things have been sitting in my Mog House for almost as long as they were in his.
Give me some money, yo.
What? Have you still not gotten your friggin' curse piece from
500K, all right? And you know what? That's my update. I don't want to steal the new host's update.
Kahlo?
Lame.
You boast about all of this gil that you have.
I do not boast about gil. If I boasted about gil that I had, then I would be out spending it. I boast about gil I don't have. I am so freaking broke right now.
I got 9 million in my mock house.
And the truth comes out.
Wow. Oh, jeez. Moving on in personal updates. Sale, what about you? What have you been up to?
Let's see. Got rank 6 not too long ago.
Congrats.
I'm also at level 56 Black Mage.
Nice.
I just learned Burst today.
Nice. Having fun with your ancient magic.
You should know. You've seen what I've been doing with my macros.
Yeah. I'm sure you have. Every Black Mage is, right? Ancient Magic, fun. Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah. Gamer, have you merited any of the Ancient Magic 2 spells? Oh, any of them?
I've merited Burst 2 just to have it because it looks kind of cool.
Yes, it does.
Then I went and merited, you know, Magic Skills, my Enfeebling, my Elemental, and my Ice and Thunder Potency.
Always good. Always good.
Sounds kind of boring. Where's the triple attack? Crit hit plus.
I don't need that.
LOL. Whatever.
Anywho. I've also been questing my AF pieces. I'm only missing 2 now.
Oh, wow. That's great. Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I have all the elemental staves. They're so much fun.
Nice. Nice.
Now you just have to get the HQ elemental staves, and you'll be all set. You'll be great.
No.
Good luck with that, by the way. Kahlo, what about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, well, since getting back into the game, I've been on somewhat of a spree. I picked up Black Mage again, following in the footsteps of two of our other hosts here. And I started at 40, got out of Castle Saval Bailey, still soloing the whole way. Stale does the party side. I'm more of a solo, the Lone Ranger, if you will. And I'm currently sitting at 48, and I've decided that it's finally time to pluck up the determination, just go for it, and I'm getting my Blau Dolch. It's down to 1.8 mil. I'm sitting at about...
I've heard this crap before.
About 500k right... No, seriously.
I sold my ranger stuff. I've heard you before.
I sold all my ranger stuff. I've sold off my offhand thief stuff, like my evasion gear. I sold it all. I have nothing left. Like, I have more free inventory spaces than I have used ones. All right? That's why I'm so broke. All right, because I'm selling stuff. I've resorted to stealing. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. That's right. I sold a 400K Strike Subligar. All right, so she gave it to me. But I had to, you know, use my thief finesse to get
right,
it.
Right, okay, yeah.
And so there's that.
Are you sure you didn't do it to feed your red curry craving there?
Yeah, something tells me.
Yellow curry's just as good and, like, five times as cheap. FYI.
You heard that from me, by the way.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You liar! I said that on the last episode!
Yeah, but I don't listen to anything you say.
Man, you're a prick.
Hey, whenever you have the money to buy that, let me know, so I can buy it and relist it for even higher.
By what? The Blau Dolch?
Yeah.
If I buy it, you can relist it for as high as you want. I already have it.
I'll buy it before you.
Well, there's more than one.
I'll buy them all.
Which is true. He could probably do it.
The 9 mil that you don't have.
I'll get into my character.
Seriously?
Are you finished?
Yeah. Is that all I've been doing? Yeah, I've been farming a lot. I got my NPC to 64 finally.
Whoop-de-doo.
So, what level is your NPC?
One. I don't know. It's 30.
I'm sorry, it's at 30.
31. You no, 31. Thank you.
Mine's levels. 36. Ha.
Yeah, so I hate you guys so much. I don't even know why I come back.
LOL thief.
Juxta would take your spot.
Oh, man. No, that was just... Hey, that was just...
has a good point.
That was just a tip of the hat to Argent. That's nothing personal.
Nice Alki bracelets you got there.
Yeah, they are, aren't
Prick.
They?
Does anybody have popcorn? I kind of want to watch this.
All right. As far as my update goes, I don't really have that much. Been kind of just kind of screwing around. Been doing some missions. Did some missions. I think I'm rank 8. I think so.
Not rank 10?
No. Not yet.
Noob.
Actually, you know what? I finished COP 2-5. Finally. I finally beat the mammoths. Didn't take me 13 tries. LOL.
You know what? The Rajas Ring kicks ass. I'm sure you... Oh, no, that's right. You just beat the mammoths. Well, baby steps. Baby steps, man. All right? You're getting there. In due time. In...
You know, it was kind
time.
Of
everything you have, you owe to Motai. So
and you know what?
Shut your mouth.
Yes, and I will totally say that too. I love Momotai. No, what's it? Momoto Tai Sai Mictaru Tarusan. I owe you my life. Jux doesn't even know who he is. I always talk about him. Jux is like, who is Motai?
Motai can't be that great.
Oh, Motai.
Okay, well, shut up now. I have to send a big shout out and a big thank you to Selfie, Fryce, Full Metal Fist, and Reshef for getting me past COP 2-5. I think we're supposed to do Diabolos together.
Oh, what's the matter? You can't solo it with your dread spikes and your LOL two-handed update?
No, I can't.
Too bad.
Because I went ninja, actually, surprisingly. Things. But I soloed COP 3-3. That was fun. That was actually actually all everything about that was fun. I even liked the mountain climb.
Yeah, since you had the guide.
I was so yeah, that's true. But I tried it for three hours
without the guide.
I was so dreading that climb, and actually, you know, all it took was watching the video once or twice, and it made the climb so easy.
There's a video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have that up when I did it. Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Uh-huh. You had to climb through snow both ways and fall through an avalanche.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
but that's done. So that's really about it. But the lightning. Shut up. You're not getting anything.
Oh, come on.
No. You tried to butt into my update. No, you don't with my update.
But I butted everyone's update.
I guess that's why you're in the corner.
I guess you got a point there, but all right. No, the last thing I got to say, I started leveling a new job that I actually think that I may take to sub-level. Now, I know for some people that's like, oh, big deal, you're taking it to sub-level. But, I mean, come on. I said how long ago that I was going to start leveling Monk, and that's what, level 7?
Did you unlock Beast yet?
No. You see, that
you're
just
telling me I've unlocked the job before you?
That just proves my point even more, that I lie a lot. No, I'm kidding. But obviously, clearly another lie. But I have unlocked and started playing Blue Mage. And I have to say that I agree with Arjit. It is a very, very fun job. Now, I haven't gotten stuck trying to learn magic. I've gotten all my spells that I can. I'm at level 7, and I know of a whopping, what, like 6. But it's been fantastically fun. I've really enjoyed it.
Now, from what I hear, you did get stuck trying to relearn a spell.
Yeah, I missed the notification that says Aniro learns pollen, so I was fighting bees for like 2 hours, getting 30 experience a pop. That was kind of annoying, but I got it. I didn't figure it out until I got back in my Mog house. And
lower
like,
intelligence.
Son of a... Yeah, I know. Oh, well, it happens. Anyway, all right, so Nelia, what have you been doing recently in game?
I haven't been doing a whole lot. Last thing I really accomplished was Meriting Freeze 2. Got my first HQ staff, Jupiter staff.
Now what did that HQ staff run you, roughly?
380K.
That's it?
That's it? That's it?
Before really? I switched servers, I paid, I think, 600K for it.
Wow.
Yeah, 380.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, I think on Odin, anyhow, our most expensive one, I don't know which one it is, but I know that they're not higher than 800K. And some of them are as low as 300K.
Yeah, I would think the ice one is dark staff. The ice one's around 300K.
Yep, Aquilos.
Yeah, I bought that when I came over.
I apologize, Nelia, for interrupting your update. You may continue.
No problem. I've just kind of been getting catch settled on Odin, watching Kalo die a lot.
Ixnay on the non-power levels, nay.
You are such a pansy.
You noob.
LOL Kalo.
Hey, all right.
Nob.
Okay.
Nob.
Let me ask you
point
this.
Point laugh.
How many of you people at level 48 can kill a level 75 white mage? Because I can. Wait. Not only that, I killed a level 75 white mage and a level 70 monk and lived as a level 48 black mage. Thank you very much.
You suck so bad, you bring the rest of us down.
Charming.
Eat it. He doesn't even know what to say, just shaking his head.
You know, something was really fun when we were going to do my rank 6, the Shadow Lord fight. We all harassed Kalo because he went away.
So they knew you were coming.
Nice job.
If only I had Warp 2. I still don't have that.
It was really fun to go and do that by myself.
Do what, the Warp 2 quest?
Yes.
Apparently I've already done it, that's why I don't have it. I think I sold it for something else.
I probably would have.
Sucks be you.
Hope you sold it during the inflation.
Probably, yeah.
Anyway, Neely, was that it? Or did you have any more? I'm sorry, we've derailed your update now.
We've derailed
everybody's
update.
No, that's fine. I got nothing else.
Well.
So sorry.
All right, so.
No.
Come on.
It's a really good one. Like,
I actually want to find out why we have a new paint job.
Yeah, what is this? What is that? All of that? It horrible disarray. In fact, I think you broke one of the. Did you break one of the tables?
That was the gamer's fault.
What? He's a paladin.
Yeah, how
he can't do damage.
It's an abstract.
All right, we have new art.
You can see.
I'll buy that. I'll accept that answer.
The outprint of a Taru.
That's a perfect. Wow.
Yeah, I can definitely see that one. But why is there an indent?
I hurt.
All right, give your freaking update. Quit wasting my time.
Okay, the point is, when I got back into Final Fantasy, I'm like, bam, I need Red Mage up there. So I'm like, get into the game. Get into the game. Get an anniversary ring. Get into the game. Go up to the Citadel. That's like one of the best places to level, except there's like holes. I was really careful. I did not fall down.
Fallen in a hole yet?
I have not fallen in the hole because I was really careful.
It took him like 45 seconds to get past each hole.
Well, I did not fall.
You should have pushed him.
He wasn't there, thankfully.
But, I'll push you.
I'll keep that in mind. Thanks. But I burned through the Citadel. Bam, 35. Went to the Crawler's Nest. Bam, 38. All in like a week. It was so amazing. Oh, and rank 5. I have an airship pass now. Thank you, Ellison and Odin, for that. Less than 3. And I'm broke from Dia 2. I have Rays now. I can like make people live because like the mob before, I dinged 38, like 60 like experience. The tank died. And I was like, oh, one more mob I could have raised him. And I was like, LOL Red Mage, raise 38. Can I have it?
Do you have something to be doing right now? Because honestly, I don't know if this is worth my time.
I have refresh scroll in my bag and lots of ginger cookies.
Did you find it on a tie sigh?
No, because it took a long time, and I get the joke now. Guys, refresh scrolls are not on tie sighs. Don't believe anyone, especially colleagues. But you know, I have heard of like an NM that will drop the refresh scroll. So
just turn off his mic. No.
I was gonna try.
You're done. No, it's
NM
done.
And
no.
Kill the tie size.
Hello.
You're done.
Did he actually?
Well, yeah. But for a bunch of other older FF veterans out there, that's just a pretty old reference back to some of the earlier days. In 11.
I think we talked about that.
Yeah, we did. Yep. Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about the
Spelunker's hat.
Was it the Spelunker's hat, or was it when we were talking about the Ying Yang robe? Then?
I think it was both of them. Yeah.
I think it was somewhere around there when we were talking about the Ying Yang robe. Anyway, okay. So chocobos. Let's talk chocobos. Normally, we're covering jobs and party tactics and everything like that, but here's a subject that really, I don't know, gamer, raising chocobos. Have you raised chocobos at all? Any?
When I did my beast AF, I got an egg, and that's as far as I got. It's still in my inventory. I haven't done anything with it.
Okay, so no. Sale, have you raised one at all? No?
Can't say I have. Okay. Any more focused on me right now.
So
I want to be a good parent.
So Kahlo and I are the only ones here that have any experience raising a chocobo besides, of course, Nelia. And I would say that we're pretty pitiful.
I don't know. Actually, I've raised 5 of them now. I have every color except for green, and I'm only waiting to do my green because I have a female green with the highest level stats for both of them. I think it also knows Treasure Finder, which I thought was kind of ironic. And I'm basically just waiting to find a green male, which is the only one Miss Nelia doesn't have for me.
Yep, I don't have a green.
Aww.
It's the only color I don't have.
So, and the elusive green, apparently.
It's ironic, too, because after I retired my blue one, I'm like, I don't wear my AF anymore. I wear this blue Palawan gear. Damn.
All right, so, Now, obviously, we all know my experience with Dunkel, and there was a second failed chocobo experiment somewhere in there. I think it came out with two heads and like 4 feet, and it didn't say quay, it said weck.
Ani, you are never going near chocobos again.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. Did you breed them as well?
I bred Dunkel with Dunkel, and somehow.
Well, that certainly explains why you've been crying in your sleep.
Okay, so in regards to chocobos, there is more than just raising. The way that I look at it, you know, there are three branches of the chocobo topic. We have the raising of chocobos, we have chocobo racing, and we have chocobo digging, all of which Nelia is going to walk us through today and hopefully educate the lot of us on.
Indeed. So why don't we start off at the most natural place to start off, and that would be birth, so raising chocobos. So, Nelia, why don't you give us a general idea as to what raising chocobos is all about?
Okay, well, I guess first of all, you need to get yourself an egg. There are a few ways you can do this. You can buy an egg from the Mithra vendor in Rulid Gardens.
Which I have done. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where I got
it. I have done as well. You can quest the egg. It's called Chocobo on the Loose. It's kind of a pain if you don't have access to teleports and warps. It's not that complicated, but it requires a lot of backtracking. If you have a friend that's a black mage and a white mage that can teleport you to Hala and warp you back to Juno, you're set. But other than that, it's kind of annoying. Some ISNM to drop the eggs. I haven't done any of those yet. And also there's breeding, which I will cover later on.
Yes, that's right. There is the chocobo breeding. Would you put that in with chocobo raising, I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. You know, I'll get into the details on breeding a little bit later, but it's just one way you can acquire your egg.
So now once you have the egg, you know, this egg, and there's three different varying types of eggs. There's one that's warm, and then there's one that's not kind of warm, and then there's one that's slightly warm. So,
right, there's a bit, slightly, and faintly.
Right. So now that you have, you know, whatever egg that you have, what's the next step? Because obviously this thing's not going to hatch in your inventory.
Right. There is a representative in each one of the three cities. You will turn your egg in there. If it is your first bird and you are a low level, I would suggest raising it in Sandy.
Oh, don't that say that. Oh, don't.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
Sandy. Sorry. No, Sandy. What? No, Sandy.
No, I
just say no.
No, no, I agree with you, but why? I mean, if you're a low level and it's your first egg, wouldn't you raise it in like your home country or something?
Because it will come in handy for the whistle quest later, because they're going to send you back to Sandy in order to get the whistle.
That's right. Yeah. That's why I don't have my whistle yet, because I don't want to go to Sandy.
Yeah.
I don't have your whistle yet.
Touché, bird lady.
By the way, unfortunate part of being a blue mage, there are some spells that you have to go to Saruta Baruta for, which...
I love Saruta.
What's wrong with Saruta?
Ronfair. Yeah, there are some spells that you got to go to Ronfair for. And by the way, I don't like Windurst either. Just for the record.
Well, we don't like you either.
Hey, get out of
here. He has stuck FTW.
He likes me? The devastation.
You heard him? Yeah, don't. No. Did he stutter?
Where are you from? Yeah, I just wasn't listening. Where are you from again?
Bastok?
Yeah.
Are you freaking serious?
LOL stock, am I right?
High five, gamer!
Yeah.
I guess we kind of outnumber you now.
Just counts as five people.
Or go negative me. Five.
He's also a Hume, too.
Okay,
Mr.
Wait.
Big Smelly Elvon.
What about that new intern? Where's anybody know where he's from?
He is from Sandoria. Yeah, that was my reaction.
Well, it takes all sorts. Come on,
yeah,
people.
I guess so.
Okay, moving on. Nelia.
So if you're low level, if this is your first chocobo, okay, again, Sandoria, and the reason for that is the chocobo whistle. But are there any other inherent benefits or disadvantages to raising your chocobo in any one specific country?
No, I haven't found any. It's all random from what I can see. I've raised birds in each one of the cities, and you don't get any particular color or stat increase. It's just a matter of convenience. If you want it in your home city, that's fine. But if you want ease on getting your chocobo whistle, then Sandy.
I gotta say, Sandy would be the absolute last choice for me, but it's just me. Again, that's probably why I don't have my whistle either.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so you now that you've got the egg and you've given the egg to the representative, is it the
Chocobo Vonadil Society?
Yeah, or is it the Vonadil? Is it CVS or VCS?
Oh, it's VCS.
VCS.
VCS. You Vonadil moron.
Chocobo.
Yeah, that's right.
So painful.
Got my blood going today.
And people wonder why I don't interject more.
Sheesh.
I don't even know what to say to you today. You are just being downright mean.
What can I say? Dark nights, they have their days.
When they actually hit.
Owned.
That was not owned. That's just you being a jerk.
Piss off, wanker.
Oh, the jerk store called, and they're running out of you.
That was directed at you. He had eye contact was there. Yeah.
I seen it, yeah.
Okay, all right. So once you've decided where you're going to raise your chocobo, what's next?
Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to turn your egg into the VCS representative, and they will care for your egg for you. You want to check on it once a day. All you can really do is watch over it at this point. It won't hatch for 4 days. On the fourth day, your bird will hatch, and you will find out the gender, and you can give your bird a name.
Now, what does watching the egg do? Does that have any inherent effect on what happens with your chocobo later?
It increases the bonds of affection.
Is that something important? With Dunkel, I don't think that was very important with me, but.
Well, that's definitely important. You want to increase the bonds of affection, so. Your chocobo, so you can raise your chocobo easier.
Just a quick little note, too. If you watch your egg 100 times before it hatches, then you will have max affection when it does hatch.
All right, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Okay.
That's something I didn't know. Wow, okay.
Learn something new every day. Thank you,
yes,
Encyclopedia.
I do have to
ask. Is that confirmed, by the way? I have to ask you. Is that confirmed?
I read it in Encyclopedia, so.
Oh, wow, okay, all right.
I do have to ask, though, what's the difference between the three eggs?
You know, again, I think it's totally random. I have had one of each of the eggs. I have hatched various colors. I don't think it really, really matters at this point. Not that anyone is confirmed.
Here's my follow-up question to that. Does every single chocobo egg that you get from the girl in friggin' Juno, does that always come up yellow? Because I've gotten two yellows in a row so far.
No, actually not. The first egg I bought, the third one I raised, turned out blue.
Oh, wow. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Interesting. So it's a crapshoot then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, in my experience, I've always gotten yellow, and the only way I've gotten colors is when I've bred two of the same color together.
I guess that makes sense. That's a surefire way to assure that. Okay,
I've heard otherwise too. So even then, it's completely random.
Yeah, you always have that chance.
That's true. That's true. Okay, once your chocobo hatches, you've got this baby choco chick. And it is the most adorable thing in the game.
I love when it wiggles its butt.
It is so. I mean, even I'm sitting there going, aw. I hate to do what I'm about to do to this bird. Oh. But.
That sounds so dirty.
Jonesa, you are not speaking ever again.
Oh, man. I was talking about making choco nuggets. What are you talking about?
Jeez. You're not speaking
making choco
either.
Love.
Bad gamer.
Work.
Why am I with these people?
Oh, okay. So once you have this baby chocobo, your options increase. You no longer just have to, look after the egg. You've got some new, I guess you could call them responsibilities to the chocobo, right?
Yes, you do. You, of course, watch over them. You now have the option to scold it. And you also can go for a short walk. The scolding comes in handy if your chocobo goes to sleep and won't wake up. or if it does become spoiled, which that does happen as well.
Or for everything else. maybe it doesn't work so effectively, but it's the path that I chose. Yeah. Gonna live it.
Okay, and also, when you are caring for your chocobo, this is just what you do when you interact with it. You set up care plans. You set up care plans. You can do 28 days at a time, each 7 days. And once you have a chick, you have basic care, which just is the basic needs. You rest it. You go for a walk. Listen to music. Those are your options under the chick care.
And each one raises different types of stats different ways and reduces other stats. So
Right. The listen to music is more for discernment, whereas the go for a walk is more for strength and endurance.
And for a complete and comprehensive list, you can check out, of course, FFXcyclopedia.
You want to try not stumbling over that.
You can check out FFXcyclopedia.
There you go. See how easy that was? He's just pissed because I'm doing it on the show.
I'm going to get you back so good.
I'm sure you are.
What, are we going to have a free-for-all?
It's going to taste so good.
That's dirty, too.
Juxta. Get back in your cage.
They're saying it. I'm not doing nothing. This is...
All right, so day four is when you said your chick hatches. Now, at what day do they enter the adolescent age when you know what color they're going to become?
That will be day 19, and you will be able to tell what color by the feather tips. White feather tips are typically a yellow bird, whereas blue are a blue bird, red or red bird, etc.
So now,
how do I know if my bird's green?
Green tips.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
Black.
Black tips?
Gray.
Yeah.
They're gray, actually.
Oh, they're gray?
Yeah.
Are they?
I didn't expect that.
Are they?
I don't know. They're kind of, I guess, blackish gray. Okay.
Okay. No. Okay. Fair enough. Now, is there anything from the time that you get the egg, from the time that it reaches adolescent stage, is there anything that can affect the color, or is it just, I mean, literally, it's what you get is what you get?
Again, I think it's totally random. I have tried different feeds, I've tried different care plans, and I think it's all totally random.
Okay, all right. So now the bird has reached its adolescent stage, and now it's not so cute anymore.
It looks so awkward.
It really does. It looks very, very awkward. So, with this now awkward, pimply bird, not quite.
Which doesn't shake its butt no more.
No, it sure doesn't shake its butt. But, again, with, you know, with anything else that grows, as it grows, you do gradually gain more, not only abilities, but you could, again, call them responsibilities to the bird. So what are your new options for care, for entertainment, and for raising the stats of your adolescent chocobo?
Well, now you have go for a walk regular, and you can now tell a story. And after a particular cutscene on a regular walk, you can compete against others. This isn't like your normal racing. There is a particular bird that you will race against, and it will help increase your strength and endurance.
Great. So after the adolescent stage comes the full-grown adult chocobo stage, and it looks like every other chocobo that you get at the stables. And no, Taru Tarus cannot ride their adolescent chocobos.
But they're small.
Like, yeah, you'd think that. I know.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Anyway.
stop talking.
Poor Jux.
Actually, not poor Jux.
Poor Jux.
Okay. No.
Have you listened to the show before? Not poor Jux.
Poor Jux.
No.
Nelia, poor Jux.
No.
Give a Taru a break.
Give the Taru a break.
Why? Why? I mean, what has he ever contributed that has been beneficial to this show?
I make people laugh.
That's it.
Yeah, I bring humor and comedy to the show because you guys can't do that.
Really?
Give the Taru break.
No.
Break?
No.
Taru.
No.
Break Taru. No, give the Taru.
I will break the Taru. Don't break you taru. Don't shut your mouth.
Delia, throw me a bone here. Delia?
I think she's getting a little hard of hearing. She's if you catch my drift.
I caught the drift just fine.
You're going to die. I'm over you again.
I know what you're talking about. What?
You are such a jerk.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
All right. So, once you have your chocobo in its fully grown adult stage, you can ride it. That's the first cool thing. You can actually finally ride it.
If you go to Sandioria.
And do your quest.
Yes. And again, some more options, some more responsibilities that you have for the bird. So, once your chocobo has gotten into the adult stages, then what kind of options do you have presented to you at that point?
Well, you now have a longer walk. You have exercise in a group, exercise alone. You display to the public. You can deliver messages. This is the big one for building strength. And you can dig for treasure, which is the big one for building discernment.
Now, that covers the different and, you know, various things that you get as your chocobo ages and gets older. However, there are certain options that are present right from the beginning, such as feeding.
Yeah, let's talk food for a second. As far as feeding your chocobo, because that is an integral part of the chocobo's stamina. And now the chocobo's stamina meter in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen where you know, a normal HP bar would display is how much you can interact with the chocobo.
Right.
When you're there. Now, what's the time period where that stamina resets, or is it a gradual regain of stamina?
It is a 24-hour real life.
Okay, so you've got 24 hours. Now, there are items that will give chocobos back their stamina, except they're very, very expensive, or at least they
were. And don't work when you buy them. I bought two choco elixirs once, gave them my stupid bird, and it didn't work. 200K down the drain. Dumb bird.
Hello, noob.
I've never used that.
Well,
they are expensive.
Because they don't work.
Well, choke elixirs are expensive, and whether they work or not, when did you try this? Was it before the completion of the content for the
yeah,
chocobo?
Yeah, okay. It was
all right,
early.
Well, then shut up. So choke elixirs, maybe a very expensive route to be going, but there are items that can make the chocobo regain some stamina. But food is going to be playing a main part in raising your chocobo. Now, what does food do as far as your chocobo's both stats and any other effects that it might have?
Well, I pretty much use just the herb paste, the cheapest one, because when I started raising the birds, they were everything was expensive. The carrot paste will raise physical attributes, and you actually use less of them. But from day 4 through day 18, you're going to feed all paste. The vegetable paste increases affection, and the worm paste has unknown effects. So I've never used the worm paste. I'm not sure what it does.
So in the chocobo's chick stage, you're going to be feeding it. You can only feed it pastes, right?
You can actually feed other things, but it is advised to use the pastes. I've never tried feeding a chick greens and carrots.
Okay, all right. So now, once it does progress, you can start giving it a variety of a diet. Did you still keep feeding it paste, or
once it hit adolescent, I started in with the greens and okay. I alternated carrots.
Okay, all right. Now, what do the different greens? What do the different foods do?
Well, the Gesho greens are the cheapest. They don't really have any extra effects. The Sherrig greens increases the affection. The Azef greens increase the chocobo's affection as well.
So, just like when you're using care plans, you know, it's a stat race. You know, you do different care plans to raise certain stats. You give certain foods to raise certain stats and affections, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And that's about all the greens. There's the grasses that cure specific ailments.
Yeah, right. As long as you're on the grasses, there are ailments that will affect your chocobo, like kind of like status effects, and you do have to give them items to make them better. And in fact, sometimes these can play an integral part in raising the chocobo, as it'll lead to sometimes cutscenes and and other various advancement types within the chocobo raising system. So why don't you talk about the different grasses and the different ailments that can befall your chocobo?
Okay, well, the most common one that I discovered was just a basic illness, and it's cured with Tocopico wild grass. I've never overfed, but if you do end up overfeeding your bird, there is the Garrative wild grass. The Gosbit grass is used in the basic Chocobo license quest, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure is. Got to feed those to the Chocobo to get it to trust you, get the license. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. There is, of course, the injury. That's Tocopico wild grass, which cures that. There's the positive ones. There's the happy, which is perky and it has high spirits. And then there's spoiled. If your bird becomes spoiled, then that's where your scolding comes in handy.
Why is everyone hinder. Looking at me?
I was looking at you, too. But the Tocopico is pretty much, I think, the most commonly used grass.
Now, I don't know about anyone else, but when I was raising my chocobo got lovesick like crazy, probably because I didn't pay attention to it at all. Wonderful psychological experiment on the poor bird. But, I mean, that is a status effect. So what do you do with a horny chocobo?
When mine got lovesick, I just waited it out. I didn't actually do anything specific to get rid of it. I just waited it out.
Walk it off, you pansy.
Give it to Juxta.
Pretty much.
Cold shower.
Aren't there different activities that you can unlock too?
The one that you really do unlock is competing against others when it hits adolescent, and
that's
then
right.
Then you actually get to learn a story after you've won three times. Yeah, that's the you. As you take your bird for walks, you can learn various stories depending on which NPC you run into.
Which is always the same one for me. I always got the same NPC and the same story. But what's the difference between the stories that you can tell your birds?
Well, you learn the various abilities. My most recent, I have been able to teach Gallop and Auto Regen.
Ah, okay. So now we're almost getting into the chocobo racing. But before we kind of get there, let's talk about stats real quick for your birds. Now, do stats affect anything about the chocobo except for their performance in the raceway?
Well, if you want a digger, you're going to want to increase your discernment and receptivity. If you want a racer, of course, you're going to want to increase strength and endurance. However, in racing against the PvP setup that they have, I have discovered that strength and endurance are not necessarily all you need. I have capped out strength and endurance, and my bird still loses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so learning abilities like canter and gallop will also help, as well as discernment, where they can avoid obstacles on the field, that kind of thing.
Such as Rogue Taro was being thrown from the stands.
Right.
Okay, so now we talked about this a little bit earlier, just a second ago. The abilities that your chocobo will get. Now, these abilities are used in both treasure finding, in digging, and also in racing. So why don't you talk about the different abilities that your chocobo can get. Juxta, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Him and Gamer are making faces at each other. What the heck?
Do I have to separate you two?
Probably.
Back in the car.
You know what?
He started it.
How about this?
Children.
Jux is going to keep distracting Gamer. So, Nero, maybe you should turn on Juxta's mic.
Oh, God, no!
No! All right, you made me intern for this for the flippin' little...
Awesome, guys.
And it was so good, too.
For him, all right? And you know what? I went with it, all right? I pulled the small straw. It was fair. I didn't argue. And now this whole show, you've been giving me crap after crap after crap, all right? Here's your punishment. Turn his mic on.
I ain't doing it.
That's a good idea. Turn on his microphone.
Ani.
I agree with you.
It's either that or we have that going on the whole time.
Are you going to behave?
Yes. I will.
Oh, you liar. All right. Here's your mic.
Yeah.
I have microphone. Listen to me talk. Microphone. Cha-cha-cha.
You'd think he would have gotten tired of it after simply chuckling.
No. I love microphone.
Okay. All right.
Hi, guys.
You are never getting near my microphone again.
Hi, Nelia. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
See what you did?
I'm great.
See what you did?
You're doing a great job on the show.
Oh, Annie, you're so cute when you're frustrated.
All right, so...
You know the saying, eye for an eye and a mind for a mind.
So the show comes to a screeching halt.
You're right, let's get back on track, guys.
Yes, let us get back on track. Chocobo abilities. Nelia, why don't you talk about some of the chocobo abilities?
Okay, well, there is gallop and canter, which is used for mostly racing. There is auto regen. We have gallop, burrow, boar, and treasure finder.
Now, what do each of these abilities do exactly?
Well, canter and gallop, of course, are helpful when you actually race your chocobo.
I can imagine. It sounds like they make you go faster.
Burrow, boar, and treasure finder, of course, if you want to have a digger. And auto regen, I have no idea. My bird knows it. I don't know what it does.
I would imagine that it automatically regenerates the stamina.
Restores energy.
Yeah. The stamina while they're racing. That's probably it.
Increases the rate at which your chocobo restores energy. So,
well, there you go. Son of a gun.
Touché.
Maybe you Wiki. Can come.
Okay, so now after you've taken care of this egg and you've got it all the way to adulthood, and of course you've had the bumps with the status ailments, and you've got different abilities now, and now it's to the point where you can figure out exactly. I mean, this is probably the only surefire way. Well, not exactly surefire, but one of the best ways to get colors out of your chocobo: the breeding system, chocobo breeding. So, what is involved with doing the birdie nasty?
Well, of course, you would need a male card and you would need a female card.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. Imagine that.
Figure that.
Hopefully, you have a nice color set. You will take your cards into trade them, the NPC standing next to Brutus, and you will buy a date plan for 4K. Each of the date plans have specific attributes. You can either choose to have, and it's not 100%, but the chances are greater. One increases your chances of having a female. One increases your chances of having a male. One increases your chances of having the male attributes, and same with the female attributes. So if you have a bird that's faster or a little brighter, you're going to want to pick that particular date plan.
Pick the plan that complements the bird with the better stats.
Exactly.
So now, how do you get matched up with someone?
I have pretty much looked around at people's bazaars, and there is a real good website. I don't know if they're keeping it up now. It's the chocobomatchmaker.com.
And of course, we have that linked from our links section. But yes, Chocobo Matchmaker may be a good place to go.
That's where I found my blue male, though, is through chocobomatchmaker.com. I had a blue female.
So what if someone's going around looking in bazaars, what's the item that they're actually looking for?
They're looking for a registration card.
So all you need is the VCS registration card. You take that to the NPC, set a date, and you're good to go for awkward working. I don't know.
Right. Yep, that's pretty much it.
That's all she wrote.
/sigh.
All right, so you set your date. I think it's isn't it like a, is it 24-hour wait before you can get your new egg?
You know, I've run into like 2 days, so I'm not entirely sure. I've gone back and checked like the next day. I've gone back and checked after midnight. I'm not sure if it's JP midnight or what.
But basically, you know, a couple days, go back and get your egg, and you get to start all over again.
All over again from scratch, uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic. But I think it's the best way to raise a chocobo. I've had more success with breeding.
So what are the benefits of breeding?
I think the chocobo stats increase faster if you have one that's got strength and endurance. It's definitely going to increase a little faster as you're raising your bird.
As generations move on, then you'll have better chances of, you know, getting higher stats, learning certain abilities.
So in theory, can someone breed a super bird?
The golden chocobo?
No, actually not. You can only raise a certain amount of stats to cap.
Well, that's unfortunate, because that would have been awesome.
What if, though, because there are items that you can get that you feed your chocobo and it raises the stats. So if you just focused on just feeding them those all the time, couldn't you, in theory, get all stats to outstanding?
Unfortunately, as you increase stats on one, the care plans will decrease on the others.
Ah, okay. So it works in caps, basically.
Right. You can increase strength and endurance to cap, but as you start increasing discernment, then
it'll start lowering that cap that you had previously.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so that's unfortunate. You cannot come up with the golden chocobo, although that would
I've tried.
That'd be cool.
Looks like Knights of the Round is just out of our reach.
Yep.
Yep, all you need is an Excalibur.
You think you're so witty.
Hey, it was good. Come on, you're talking as if Knights of the Round doesn't exist in this game, which it clearly does.
I've seen it.
I have too.
Shut up. Stop talking.
Would be the one that would have it.
You've seen it in person?
No.
Oh, see, I have. I've also seen Metatron Torment in person. That's the one for the Great Axe.
And I care?
Question mark.
I don't give a fuck.
All right, so racing. Let's give Nero a reason to throw away all of his life savings.
Yes, let's talk about chocobo racing. Now, the chocobo racing is a fairly new system, but something that's really cool about it, and I encourage everyone to do, is that you can actually go and watch the races from the chocobo circuit. And an entrance to the chocobo circuit is in every nation, every big city, Ottergon, Juneau, Sandy, Bastok, Winders, all of them got it. And it'll all take you to the same chocobo circuit. It doesn't matter where you enter from, but it'll take you to the same one. And I've done this a couple of times, and they're definitely fun, worth watching. So, given that, what is involved with taking your now adult chocobo and getting them prepared to start racing?
Well, you're going to trade your card to one of the NPCs and get them set up to race. It does take a while. I think it's a pretty long thing. It's like 30 minutes before they actually do end up racing. It's like four races ahead of you. And you're paired up. You go against seven other birds. And if you're lucky, you win. I've bet on my birds, and I haven't done very well, but...
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. Now, when you get to the actual racetrack, first of all, you're not the one that's racing your chocobo. You've got a jockey. So when you're planning for a race, because you don't have control over your bird either, what are some of the things that you can do to help get a victory?
Well, there are items you can use. There are stamina apples. There are speed apples. Of course, increases the speed and stamina of your bird. There are items that increase discernment, receptivity. Depending on the saddle you choose, also increases certain areas. You can either choose to have it keep pace, or a sudden burst of speed, or just go all out. Those are the three.
Full sprinting,
Now, there
Full
are sprint. Also...
Thank you. Yeah.
bombs that you can use to screw
sabotage the other birds.
Yes, you can. Glacial bombs, I believe.
And spore bombs.
Spore bombs. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, so so you've got a variety of different items and different tools that you can use. Of course, your stats play a pretty big role in this. Now, one of the other things that is notable about the circuit, the Chocobo circuit, is the addition of gambling.
Look at his eyes light
I
up.
I know. When he said that. I know. Now, I haven't gotten a chance to go in there and actually gamble because I haven't actually had the time to sit and try to figure it out.
Read between the lines. Get past the system.
There is a trick to it.
Yes.
You actually have to pick a pair of winning birds, not just one.
Yes.
Oh.
So even if your bird wins and you pick a loser, then you're out.
Yep. You want to try to pick a median of who you think is going to do the best.
Exactly. And I do that by looking at the stats of each bird before I bet on one.
But you can also, it'll show the actual bird. It'll give you their stats. But won't it also show what the item they have equipped is?
Yes, it will. It will show everything. It will show the abilities they have, their stats, and what item it's using, and what their orders are in the race.
So you have all of these factors now to place your bet. And given all of that, it can look very much like any Las Vegas spreadsheet. I mean, it can be pretty overwhelming.
It is intimidating.
I found that I tried it once. I didn't have a lot of money when I did, but I tried it once and I just ended up picking two at random that would cost me the least amount of money to actually do it. I lost miserably. But if you do win, if you do happen to win, how do you redeem your prize?
Well, you are given a card when you actually place the bet, and once the race is over, you go in and turn it in. If it's a winning ticket, then you get your gill, and if it's not, then they tell you pretty much, too bad, so sad.
Yeah.
All right, now, so far, we've taken a general look, an overview of what Chocobo racing is, and it's more from the point of view of a general player, but what if a player wants to actually race their Chocobo? What steps are they going to have to go through, and what can they expect to encounter?
Well, that's where you go and talk to the NPC, trade your card, register for a specific race, you choose the saddle, the items that you use.
Now, joining a racing team, we briefly mentioned this when during the Chocobo update. Do you have to join a racing team?
You do have to join a team. I just joined the team of my home nation, or where I raised the bird, technically.
But you can join any team that you wish.
Oh, yeah. I believe what you lose is your status, and then you need to go and race the NPCs again.
I see. So now, when you talked a little bit also about a PvP race that you can that you can do. Now, the only races I've seen have been the general races, the ones that you can watch from the circuit. Can you watch the PvP races?
Well, that's the same thing, basically. There are two types of races. The PvP are the ones at the circuit, and then in order to get your bird qualified for those particular races, you need to go through the NPC races.
So
that's where you earn the Choco Bucks.
Okay. So kind of like a trials or the minor league of sorts. Okay. All right. I can make that. All right. So after paying your, I guess you could call it paying your dues in the against the NPCs. Once you get to the PvP races, I mean, is there anything that changes significantly? I would imagine that you would have harder competition, a little bit more of the stiffer competition, and a variety of competition. But is there anything other than that that would change?
Pretty much just the competition. My birds can win pretty much all of the NPC races, but when it comes to the circuit races, I don't do so well.
So there are others out there in Vonadil who are really working hard at raising their chocobos, and they're going to put up some stiff competition.
Yes, they are. I thought I was doing very well with cap strength and endurance, and obviously that's not enough.
So there might be secrets other than just your stats as to how to effectively win races. I mean, I'm not sure that information is even out there, how to best equip your chocobo for winning. It's still very much a system that is being figured out by the players. And to be honest, Nelia, I'm not sure who's out there doing this, and I'm really thankful that we had you on. Your expertise has been great, but you're sitting in a room with four other guys who just honestly, well, four other guys in a taru.
Who honestly
have not had the time to sit down and play with the system. So thank you for being patient with us in our noob questions.
Absolutely.
Before we get off the topic of chocobos, the last thing that we should take a look at is chocobo digging. Now, I don't know much about this at all. All I know is that glacial greens are required to do digging. But Nelia, what do you know about chocobo digging? Are you very active in it, or
I have never done it.
No,
honestly, I've been racing birds. I've never even touched on the digging.
From what I've read, I've done some chocobo digging, spent maybe about 10 sticks, and then I just got fed up with it because I didn't find anything. But
I don't even know what's out there to find, to be honest.
Neither do I.
You can get elemental ore out there.
Oh, wow, really?
If the conditions are right and you have the high enough skill level.
Wow. But so it's a skill.
It is, in fact, a skill. It's a hidden skill. You don't see it on your screen.
Mm.
But you can figure out what your skill level is by how long it takes for consecutive digs, or by how long it takes you to begin digging once you enter a zone.
You know, that might be a good thing to know. Square Enix, if you're out there listening, might be a good thing to know your digging skill, your chocobo digging skill somewhere. I don't know where. Somewhere. Might be nice. Just to have a numerical value attached. So
yeah, it's really hard to figure out how long it takes to raise your skill level, because people have been debating whether it's amount of digs or amount of items found.
Well, obviously, you know, five people who have no idea about chocobo digging. So if you want to write us an email about it, make it short. So we're getting to the end of the show, and why don't we take a look at emails?
Why don't we take a look at emails?
Why don't we?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We just have one.
Why are you talking?
His mic is still on.
Because we're talking. Like,
no.
Beating up on
Kyle. Look at this picture he drew.
What?
He drew a
hold on. What do we got here?
Let me see. What. Okay, so in one picture we've got Juxta, who I'm thinking is the you're the smaller one.
Yeah, I'm the smaller one.
Okay, because you're a taru, right?
Red mage, blue mage.
So you're red mage, blue mage now.
For that picture,
okay,
yes.
Great. So we've got Gamer over here, and we should post this, by the way.
We should scan this and post this. We'll get this scanned and posted.
So we've got Gamer over here, and or you call him Gamer.
Yeah, that's Gamer over there. I'm casting Dia on it.
Right, yes.
That's
I see
first.
So I see the Dia, and I see a lot of arrows here. Was it Dispel somewhere?
Hand it back to him and let him explain the picture.
Why don't you narrate your own photo here?
Well, the thing is, like, the point being that I was casting Dia on Gamer because it's Gamer, but he took it away from me, so then he started casting Burst on me.
Burst 2,
yeah.
A little burst.
Ooh, that could probably really be bad for level 38 Red Mage,
Blue Mage.
It's
all right, because I had Reflect up.
Ah, okay.
That I dispelled first.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. I used a Headbutt on him to interrupt his cast.
But I had Stone Skin and Blink on.
But then I just dispelled those, so it didn't matter. See, it's all explained right here, clear as crystal.
Yeah,
what a dark crystal.
Oh my god! You guys just did not make the same crack at the same time.
It's because me and Stale are
Where's the Jinx 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Go get me a friggin' cream soda or whatever the hell it is.
Because I don't drink pop.
You cream soda.
Who drinks cream soda?
Shut up.
I
hate cream soda.
All right. All right. So our email comes from Reg9 from the Odin server, and he says, I just want to say that I love the show, and I listen to it while I'm working during my office hours. I love the Cloak and Dagger show. I know it's an old one. And yeah, that's right.
Just stop. Thief. No, just stop.
And I appreciate
We're working on taking it down. Quit feeding it.
Would you please not interrupt Greg Nine from the Odin server? That's really rude of you. And I appreciate the end of the show when you talked about how you choose your job. One of the things that I realized is how you commented on the job Bard and how it's easy. Well, I just wanted to say every time I pick up the game at launch, I always wanted to do Bard. Even when I quit the and my character was erased, when I came back, I still wanted to be a Bard. I love the job and how it helps out everyone in the game. I think the job will be more interesting when the dancer comes out. Keep up the good work. And a quick question. I haven't visited all the areas in the game yet. So can you tell me which areas you were most disappointed in seeing and which ones made your jaw drop when you entered the zone?
That's a good question. Although I do want to address the first part of your email. Bard, I don't think Bard's easy. I don't think Bard is easy at all. In fact, I mean, you know, Kahlo, you do a lot of picking up
Bards. I just don't think they need all that gear.
And that may have some validity to it, but at the same time, though, no, Bard is, I think, one of the more challenging jobs.
Complicated jobs.
Very complicated. When
you always have to run back and forth.
Yeah. When it comes to buffing other people, yeah, and keeping your buff order and you know who has what buffs, and it can be very complicated.
Right. I mean,
so don't think that we're telling you that it's cake here, but you know. Have fun with it. It's good to see that you know he's really motivated.
Like maybe it's difficult when you first get into the party, but when you get all situated. But the thing is that you have to keep changing which songs you play with every single party.
Like you know, as a thief, I'm concerned about the tank.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. As a Dark Knight, not even that. It's really just the mob for you. As a White Mage, you're just worried about healing everybody. Red Mage has a little bit harder.
Yeah, Red Mage, I'm concerned with everyone. I have to keep everyone up, and I...
Right, and here's the thing. You know, you're always just doing one thing, but as a Bard, you know, you're putting, like, you know, certain... Like, you know, you're balloting the mages. You're putting... Depending on which jobs you have in the party, you know, you're putting certain buffs on them. Then you have to worry about getting the mob, too. And if the situation changes somehow, like, what if it's a zone where you're fighting two different types of mobs?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, Bard is complicated.
It looks tiring.
Yeah, it can be. And, you know, as I said, it is great to see that somebody has a real desire to play the job. Because I can remember a time where there was nobody who wanted to level Bards. And in fact, Bards were kind of considered almost a throwaway class for a little bit, especially at the North American launch by a lot of North American players. And I thought that was unfortunate. But yeah, having a better understanding of the class definitely helps. And also having a good understanding and good communication as to where players should be positioned on that, you know, I guess party tactic sort of train of thought. So, to the second part of your question, zones, really, really great looking zones. I gotta say, Gustaberg, not exactly the best place. It's pretty boring.
Yeah, I think that my least favorite zone is gonna be Sandaria.
I'm going to say that my least favorite zone is by far the dunes. I mean, that's an easy one. That's almost a cop out. But I do not like the dunes.
I like the dunes.
See, but I think he's asking based on how it looks, not experiences.
No. That is what I'm basing it off of. I mean, it's too bright
for a Dark Knight.
And there's just too much sand. I mean, that's all. It's just sand. It's like give me something else, anything else to look at, anything else to look at. How does something like Jugner Forest bump up against
Jugner?
Oh, I hate that place so much.
What?
It's so ugly, and there's like vines all over the place. All right.
My favorite. I don't like the whole zone, but my favorite place in that zone is the lake on the north end. Have you ever been there and spent a whole game day there? It changes so much throughout the day. It's so awesome.
Yes. Yeah. I like Jugner Forest.
Yeah. However, I think the zone that really was like, you know, the jaw-dropping thing, and I don't think any of you guys can really, you know, this is like a me thing, but, you know, you see screenshots of it, and you're like, oh, that's really cool, you know, but once you get there, once you get to see, holy crap.
I can imagine.
Holy crap.
I can imagine.
Even Sky, you know, you think you get, oh, well, it's just like, you know, the first time you get Sky. No, it's not. C is like completely different.
And you know what? Sky's all right. Sky's cool.
I don't like Sky.
There's a lot to. I mean, there's some stuff to look at. I mean, I wish there was more to look down at. I think you know, because
be
like
cool. Sure.
when I'm, I don't know. I don't know about anyone else, but when I'm actually on the airships traveling between nations, sometimes a lot of what I like to do is just like go up there and look down at.
And it's cool because you can actually see stuff. Like if you're heading to Winders from Juneau,
you can see the crag.
You can see the tree, the Heaven's Tower as you're.
You sure can. And the bridges to Juneau, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. There's some great scenery, and it's kind of unfortunate. And even if they did display anything, it'd probably be really, really yep. tiny. But, yeah, I don't know. Sky was kind of eh for me.
I didn't like it because it's all repetitive.
Yeah,
it's the same thing over and over
this is
again.
True. This is true.
I mean, I've only had it for about a month or so, and I'm already bored of, it's the same thing. It doesn't even look cool, too. You just have, like, random rocks with grass on it.
Yeah.
Sal, what about you?
I'd have to say that I don't quite enjoy Gustaberg.
Gustaberg is just
depressing. It's visually unappealing. The music's good, but there's also the fact that it seems completely random.
Music
it's barren, and you can't even go between the two areas.
Music is an entirely different category here. I mean, like, seriously, there's some great zones that have great music. Zeta, I think, one of my favorite.
Olden Movilopolis, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just a quick thing about Gustaberg, though. I love standing on the bridge in the western side of North Gustaberg, that really long waterfall
that
you guys have. That's pretty cool, though.
That is
That's
pretty
the
cool.
only...
Uh-huh.
Only good thing. And there's one other area in there, but it's situational. Vomp Hill.
Oh, yeah.
When the Summerfest is going on, you have no obstructions. You can watch the fireworks with nobody around.
It's true. There are. I have seen people go up to the top of Vomp Hill to watch the fireworks.
My top, like, favorite memory of the entire game, though, like, that tops is always going to top no matter what Square comes out with, won't be able to top it, is the first time I saw a Craig. Was it, I think it was Hala. Yeah, it was, with the rainbow over it.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Somebody must have completed the summoner quest.
Gamer's like, that was me.
No. I was waiting for... my personal favorite zones are any ones where there's light or dark weather. I'll just sit there and watch it. Like, Zarkabard, when it's dark weather... Because you got the snow changing color.
And the sky just gets real, real ominous.
It's fun. I just sit there and watch it.
I would have to agree with Gamer, but there's also other areas that I found that I wouldn't mind just finding a place and sitting down in. Like, Rollinberry Fields, actually. Some places in there, coupled with the music and the weather. I'm a fan of rain. I love rainy weather. And Rollinberry Fields has that in spades.
Actually, another one just popped into my head, and I'm sure Anir will agree with me. Luface Meadows.
Oh, yeah.
When you go, like, right where you zone in, you go to where there's that big cliff overhang.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you go to Misera Coast, where the waterfall is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Both very, very gorgeous.
There's
areas.
One through one of the gates in southwest of Misera Coast, where if you go there during lightning weather, you can actually see the lightning touching down, like, on the rocks, down on the water and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it is. It's awesome. Absolutely. Nelia, what about you? You have any favorite or least favorite zones?
I'd have to go with the dunes as being least favorite again, because it's too bright.
Thank you. Yes.
And I like the Sanctuary of Zeta.
Yeah,
really like that.
Zeta is good. I did. I spent a lot of time in Zeta, partially because I liked farming Gobus for so long.
Juxta?
No Juxta. No.
His mic is on.
Turn it off.
I haven't been playing as long as you guys, and all, so I haven't like really found any zones that are just like OMG amazing, you know. But when I watch you play, I really like Movilopolis. I could probably just stay there because it's just
the first time I went to Movilopolis. It was really cool.
Yeah,
it's just like a good environment. It's like you can see everything. And
yeah, that's exactly. I mean, like everything is just looks like a rickety structure.
I know,
which is really cool.
And the music just sets the tone. Right mm-hmm. now.
Yeah,
but I hate jungle. It's so full of life and scary things that kill you. I don't like it. And holes.
And here I thought you were going to say that it's really easy to get lost in there.
Well, that too, and maps don't help at all.
Okay, so, Kyle, why don't we take a look at Adventure of the Week?
Well, our Adventure of the Week actually comes from a very familiar face from our forums, one of our moderators, Bootstrap herself. And she
Nubstrap.
Hello, Nubstrap.
Nubstrap indeed, uh-huh. And her nomination is for a character by the name of Malice, and this comes from the Phoenix server. She says, okay, I'll keep this short, simple, and sweet. Fast forward to the part where 4 years ago I was higher than Malice.
No, wait a minute. Hang on. Juxta, you know Bootsy pretty well, right?
Yeah, we've
and really talks. I think you're better at interpreting strap speak.
Her dialect, yes, yeah. Is unique to say the least.
So why don't you come on over here and use my
This is the one time
One of many times.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I would love to, guys.
Yeah,
I'll
sure
be right
you would.
Over.
Okay. If you can't figure that out, that's me pounding my head against the microphone. Ow, I stabbed my eye.
All right, where are we starting? Do I say their
words, Juxta, words. Right. They form into sentences.
Bootstrap wants to nominate Malice from the Phoenix server. Okay, I'll keep this short, simple, and sweet. Fast forward to the part where 4 years ago I was higher than Malice, Agent Face, Ellipsis. He's been one of the biggest helps ever explicitly since I can't play too often. He's done so much for me, I can't even list all of the deeds he's done. The biggest things through that stick out in my mind is getting my purple belt and brown belt. We camped new for almost 5 days straight, and he pwned the other NMs with his sister, aunt, and other LS members, XD. He's helped me countless times with gear and gobby bags and camping for gear, and has pushed me to where I am now, dragging me through everything as I procrastinate on LOL shifty eyes. Anyway, exclamation point, the end! Exclamation point. Malice equals to great, 75 dark / bunch of other jobs, LOL. Okay, thanks, bye. Kitty face.
I'm awesome.
She has a shout-out, too.
Shout-out. So hard to pick only one person who's helped me, so I say thanks to my Lusana, Ariana, Lasat, and Stride Seltor of the Phoenix server for everything they do to me. That was like three shout-outs.
Okay, seriously, no one can ever make fun of us for butchering names of places or characters ever again.
Get back to your seat.
Can I do this more often?
No! God, no.
That was really...
Didn't you just hear yourself?
And also, just for Bootstrap's sake, those last thanks go to Luciana, Ariana, Lestat, and Siltor of Phoenix.
Good job, guys.
Way to go. Botched the whole thing.
So there you have it. Malice, our Adventure of the Week. Congratulations.
Sorry,
Configulations.
I think that wraps it up for this episode of Limit Break Radio. Neelia, I definitely want to thank you for joining us and talking about chocobos. Again, I feel much more educated about chocobos. And the next time I raise one, I...
It'll be laziness that kills it and not ignorance.
Yeah, that's about right.
All right.
There you go. You hit the nail on the head.
Well, thank you for having me, guys. It's been a blast. It really has.
We had a blast having you on, and you're always welcome back. So thank you again, Neelia, for coming on and hanging out. I'm Aniro. Keep listening.
And I'm Kahlo, soon to be a Blau Dolch thief.
I'm Sale, keeping on going with what I love.
I'm Gamer, putting Juxta in his place.
Aww.
And I'm Neelia, looking for that elusive green.
And I'm Juxtaposition.
Oh, God. Again, do we have to do this every time?
Yes. And I'm Juxtaposition, increasing your vocabulary one word at a time.
Increasing?
Yeah. Oh, you guys want to hear the story? You want to hear the story?
No.
All right. Story. The Dancer update. When they, talked about its history and whatnot, either first or second paragraph, not sure... You will notice a very rememberable word.
They use the word juxtapose.
Bam! I like to think it's because of me. I like to think they're listening to this radio show, and they were thinking of me. They're like, you know what? That's a great word. We'll add that into our thing.
No, you're done. Oh, okay. You're no. No more story. Story time with Juxta is done. If you want any more stories from Juxta, make sure to listen to Simply Juxta. That's it for us. We're done.
Bye.
Final Fantasy, Tetra Master, and Vanadil are registered trademarks of Square Enix. Square Enix and Play Online are trademarks of Square Enix. Limit Break and its hosts are solely responsible for its content.